USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Anti-Israel protests are continuing to take place at Columbia University in New York City and other colleges across the country. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham joins Fox News and calls on President Biden to take action.
I would urge President Biden to address the nation and be clear that every Jewish student in this country attending any university will be protected by his administration.
Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addresses the protests during a White House briefing on Wednesday.
Americans have the right to peacefully protest. They have the right to peacefully protest as long as it's within the law and that it's peaceful. Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful. It's just not.
Former President Trump is not in court, so what does that mean? He hit the campaign trail. The president visiting the battleground state of Wisconsin while speaking in Waukesha. The former president talks about a series of indictments that have limited his run for re-election.
Well, you know, they're trying this weaponization of the Justice Department stuff. So far, that hasn't been working too well because we have the highest poll numbers we've ever had. People get it.
An active shooter situation west of Madison, Wisconsin is under control. That's according to the Mount Horeb Area School District. The district saying the suspect never breached the entranceway of the school and added there's no reports of any injuries to any students. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Speaking in a news conference after meeting with Israeli leaders, Blinken saying the time is now and adds it's up to Hamas to agree to Israel's deal and compromise. Blinken saying the White House is focused on reaching a deal that addresses civilians in Gaza and the remaining Israeli hostages. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Fed Reserve is not touching interest rates. USA's John Schaefer has the details.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%.
Some House Democrats say they'll support Speaker Mike Johnson as he faces calls to remove him from a small group of Republicans. At a press conference on Capitol Hill Wednesday, Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massey vowed that they will remove the speaker.
Hakeem Jeffries knows if we coast this one out, we lose the majority. Spending goes up next fall. He knows the border will stay open. And he knows this is going to demotivate our voters because we've given up. Why should they try? So we are not going to give up. We will fight the uniparty.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic is holding a hearing to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Michigan Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell criticizes the Echo Health Alliance, a disease research nonprofit, during a testimony with the group's president, Peter Daszak.
The Echo Health Alliance has proven to be careless and imprecise with their federal funding, contrary to what we expect and demand of any federal grantee. This does not mean we should throw out the baby with the bathwater, as my Republican colleagues seem to be suggesting.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.